Hey there, this is Steve Horstman with Good Guys to Great Men. Before any of you video buffs try to criticize my lighting skills, I don't care. The sun's out, it's warm, the snow has melted, and I don't care if my nose looks huge because of the light coming from above. I've spent too many nights agonizing over trying to make a perfect video. So it's what I say, forget my technique. Anyway, hey, you got 4 days, first of all, 4 days before the June 1st deadline for getting the cheaper price on the men's retreat. We have the men's retreat coming up here at Livermore, Colorado, camping right out here. I'm going to have a big tent set up for you. 4 days to get the early bird price. After that, it goes up $80, I think it is. So anyway, I wanted to remind you of the men's retreat coming up here. We've got four guys signed up. We have two more slots available. I would love to see you here. Second, I want to talk about this thing I wrote recently, an article attached to the description of this video is why you shouldn't treat your wife like an equal. That headline was written to get some attention, to get somebody pissed off to click on it, because I'm not talking about equality. Of course we're equal. Of course you're equal to your wife, equal rights, everybody's equal. I'm talking about the idea of sameness, that we are equal, but we're not the same. And the mistake that guys make when it comes to this notion of equality is that we think that she should act like us. She should think like us. She should react like us. She should have similar feelings and process facts, thoughts, and emotions like us. And we forget that she isn't us. She isn't us at all. Of course, she has to do the same thing. We're wired differently, not just biologically, but through social programming, social interactions, childhood drama and baggage. We're not the same. And so what I'm trying to help men understand is what Alison Armstrong teaches women. Alison Armstrong, in her understandingmen.com website, tells women that men are not just hairy women. Well, I want to tell you that women are not just men with boobs. They're very different. And so why does this matter? This matters because when things get tough, confrontations, conflicts, arguments, disagreements, anything that starts to drum up that emotional feeling of disconnection, contempt, a little resentment going on, it's always coming from a place of wishing they could be different, wishing they agreed with you or thought more like you. And what I want you to know is that you can breathe. Breathe and know that she'll never be like you. Now, the comfort in this is on the other side of accepting that who she is, who you married, who she was when you met, the goofy, fun, playful, feminine woman that you really adored is still in there. What happens later in relationship is you start projecting your needs for her to be more logical or rational or think like you do or process stuff like you do, and you start resenting the very things that you were attracted to in the beginning. Now, there's a problem here in that when guys start to become more confident and unrattled in their masculine frame, they start to worry because she'll go, you know what? You don't value me. I can tell you're not even listening to me. You don't care what I think. You don't care what I feel. She'll say that I feel like you don't value me. It's because you might be acting aloof. You might be acting like you're above listening to her. And this is coming from a place of her wanting to be more like a girlfriend, right? Because her girlfriends respond to her very differently. It's more empathetic and more involved and more, oh, I see what you're saying. And so this something you can learn from her girlfriends. I don't want you to be a girlfriend. Something you can learn is actually pay attention, eye contact, you know, just quiet eye contact. Remember that you have felt emotions like she's feeling before, but you don't have to react. You don't have to absorb her drama into a feeling that you're being attacked or she's somehow judging you or telling you you're not good enough. It's not about you. It's just not about you. And so what I want you to know as you're gathering your masculine momentum and your mojo and you're learning to stand in the drama and the chaos and not taking it personally, when she accuses you of no longer valuing what she says or no longer thinking that her needs are important, I want you to try something. I want you to look at her right in the eye and say, baby, there's a big difference between me caring a lot about you and caring about all the drama that's making you crazy. I don't feel all the things you're feeling exactly the same way, but I'm here for you. I haven't run away, I'm not hiding, and I'm here for you. I care about you more than I care about all the drama that's bothering you. Now, she may not like that either, but if that's true for you, say that. That's not such a bad place to be, to care more about her and her feelings than you do about all the drama that she's asking you to get involved in. I am linking to another video I did about drama in this video. I think it'll show up on the screen here shortly. So click on that. That's all I want to give you today. Also remind you that the retreat's going to be awesome. It's going to be freaking great. There's a patio here, a fireplace. We're going to have music. We're going to have some hikes going out here is a cliff that overlooks a big canyon. It's beautiful. and it's going to be fun. It's like $397 all inclusive. You got a place to sleep, all you can eat, and there'll be some beer and some fun too. So please look at the link in down below for the retreat schedule. You can sign up online. Two more spots. Can't wait to meet you. Thanks for showing up today. Take care. Bye-bye.